Life is hard,
but I rode an easy way.
Life is hard,
but I rode an easy way.
Life is hard,
but I rode an easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood.
Okay, this all good. All right, what's up, everybody? All right. It is Eric Easy Zuli here on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Radio. And by the way, guys, if you want to get to any of our radio shows, you can go to easyway.com/easyway-radio. Pretty simple, huh? easyway.com/easyway-radio. Compliments of Gucci Designs, man. We love Gucci Designs. We love Gucci Designs. They're amazing. They're great. They're just stupendous. They've been fantastic this whole time. If you go to our easywaybroadcasting.com website, all the goodies, all the amazing stuff that you see on there is compliments of Gucci Designs. So if you guys need a website, we also did the A4PAwards.org website. And so if you guys like what you see, please hit us up about getting a website or any type of brand development. We are your guys. We also have our Easy Way app. Compliments of Manny's apps. easyway.universalmobileapps.com. Our app is amazing. If you want to follow and tune in and keep in touch with us in any way and what we're doing, our app, Easy Way app on Android or Apple, is just beyond amazing. It is so cool. And we are so, so happy to do an amazing show today. It is Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And do you guys miss me? You guys miss me? Huh? Did you miss me? Huh? Okay. All right. I will continue the show now. You guys love me. They like me. They really like me. No, I'm kidding. All right, guys. So I'm your host today. We have an amazing show. We have some cool, a great guest. And I got my awesome co-host with me, my man, Judge Joe Brown. Are you there with me, brother? You there?
Hey, the judge is there in the house.
There he is. You know what, Judge? You are so cool. I'm going to give you an Easy Way theme song. How about that? You're truly doing it the easy way. I'm just kidding.
All right,
guys. So Judge Joe Brown's going to be accompanying me on today's show. This is a podcast radio show on easywaybroadcasting.com, powered by Blog Talk Radio, which is one of the top podcast radio network platforms in the world. Steve Harvey, some of the biggest people are on this platform. They have over 1 million broadcasters, and we are one of the featured hosts on this platform. And so we have a pretty fantastic show today, Judge. You ready?
All right. What's on the plate?
Well, we have this really awesome guy. I'll be completely honest with you guys, because you know me, I'm very honest. I've been very, very truly busy with our new studio, our new channel reaching, it's on a platform with over 70 million viewers a month. We have our magazine, and I've been doing speakings and a whole bunch of things all over the place. I have not had too much time to scratch my head, nor less do a radio show again. But, you know, my wonderful operations director, Sophia Alvarez, contacted me and said, this guy's pretty cool. You need to definitely interview him. You need to bring him on the show. So I said, Sophia, I love you. I don't care who it is. Let's do it. But then I researched this guy, and I found out Michael Zimmons is a Brooklyn, born Kiss fan since 1974, and has been playing tribute to Gene Simmons for 10 years. And has been doing charity work in the state of NYC, New York, Mass, New Jersey, and once called One in a Million by Gene Simmons. So he was on the lookalike segment of Wendy Williams' show, which has blew everyone's mind, including Wendy, and personal trainer by trade, putting smiles on people's faces, and it's just what he loves to do. So we're going to have him come on here pretty soon in the show. But before we have him come on, Judge, I mean, I know we're anxiously waiting to hear what you got going on, brother. You know, what is the verdict, Judge? What is the verdict?
Crew Verdict will be the new show. It will be coming out this fall. Check your local listings. It's True Verdict with Judge Joe Brown. Hey, it's
awesome.
A small world thing. We're talking about Kiss, the singing group with the black and white face stuff and the crazy costumes, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. My wardrobe person, a great friend, Nancy Grazzi actually came up with, made after inventing, et cetera, the costumes and the makeup for Kiss. So she designed them and got them put together. So we used to have interesting conversations about the group and what they were doing and how she enjoyed working for them and with them.
That is so cool. So was she the one that that created the tongue that sticks out the mask and the super tongue?
Well, that was kind of their idea, but she came up with the black and white thunderbolts and the butt out thing and all of that. So, wild.
Okay, I want to get a picture. I want to get a picture of you, Judge. You got to put a Kiss mask on. Okay, we're gonna have the tongue sticking out, and you got to wear your Judge robe. All right, we got to put that on Easy Way Broadcast. What do you think?
Oh, hey, you know, that's kind of weird with a bat cape.
That's what I'm saying. They'll love it. They'll love it, right?
Yeah, you know, I kind of like get the idea sometimes you want to put that thing on and fly around after the midnight. You know, the Count and I, we are very old friends. We sometimes roam when the mood gets full, particularly when the clock gets past the midnight hour.
Yes, I do. I do agree. And before we get into this wonderful guest, everybody, we have to go to a commercial break. So we will be right back after the word from the sponsors. Judge Joe Brown, Eric Zulli, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to do a quick commercial break here. We have the guest coming on. I hope you guys are Kiss fans. It's going to be an awesome interview. I'm excited, and we will be right back.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
I love our Diamond Angel so much. Isn't she so good at that commercial right there? That was our beautiful Diamond Angel of the Easy Way Angels. She's just so cute. Her voice tone is like, we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. No, I'm kidding. I love you. I love you, Sarah. Don't come get me. So, guys, we are back with me and Judge Joe Brown. We got an awesome guest coming up. His name is Michael, and he's coming from the I don't know where he's from. I got to get some information on him. So we're going to go ahead and bring him on here. We got Michael, who's a Kiss fan. He's been on Wendy Williams. He's been on all the talk shows. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, man. Glad you can
be here. Hey. What it is. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man. Glad you can make it. Thank you so much for your time today and coming on Easy Talk Live.
It's an honor and a privilege.
Great. So, what do you know about the show before I put you in the hot seat too much, because this is kind of a last minute thing? What do you know about the show? Have you researched at all? Do you know what we do, or should I just be nice to you?
just be nice to me.
That's no fun. I'll play with you a little bit. I'll put you in the smaller hot seat. No, I'm kidding. Guys, so we got an awesome guest here, and this, like I said, this is Michael Zimmons, and he's been on a lot of the different talk shows. He's an amazing Kiss fan, and you know, you were brought to us by our operations director with Easy Way Broadcasting. How'd you meet Sophia? How'd you meet Sophia Alvarez?
We met on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Don't you love the wonderful world of social media? Isn't it awesome?
Excellent.
What's your coolest networking experience you've experienced on social media in your growth to your success?
I tell you, I love YouTube.
Okay, is there any examples, any stories that you could think of that you've had a cool experience with YouTube that you could share with our audience?
I get a lot of messages, a lot of emails from people thinking what they've seen on YouTube was Gene Simmons.
That's pretty cool.
It just goes over and over. It's all about Gene Simmons.
So let's not. Gene Simmons is awesome, but Gene Simmons is a legend. He's great, but let's get to know you a little bit and why how did you get started and why do you think that because we're not seeing you right now. We'd love to paint a picture for the audience. You know, what do you look like? Why do you do what you do? Talk to us a little bit.
Well, I hail from Brooklyn, New York. Moved to New Jersey in 69. Became a KISS fan in 74. Had the Gene look. Went out on Halloween. Did the Gene. Done the tights, the makeup and everything. Had the faces turned. So I continued to do it until my latter years, which I started doing charity work and helping out. And I just love it. I just love to put smiles in people's faces. I love to drive my SUV around. I love it when people turn their faces. I love it when they just smile and point and say, "Oh my God, it looks like Gene."
I love it. Yeah, I was just saying in the beginning of the show that Judge Joe Brown should put one of those KISS masks on with his judge robe. What do you think?
Oh, why not?
Well,
I'm trying to get my mother to do it.
I tell you what, I think I'm going to pass on the mask and the robe because the person that was putting the robe on and came up with all kinds of interesting things for that bat cape I did have actually designed the costume for KISS and suggested the strange makeup that they wore, the boots, the whole thing, the butt cheeks out, you name it. Her name is Nancy Grazzi. So
awesome.
I had a Nancy cassette for the makeup artist. I called her Nancy number one, and Nancy Grazzi was Nancy number two, a fascinating person. And she told me some very interesting tales, stories, and anecdotes about KISS and Simmons.
Awesome.
Interesting. So I can understand your fascination with Gene Simmons. So if you look alike to him, I've got a mental picture. That's cool.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Michael. You're a major fan of KISS, and I mean you're such a fan, and what you do got you on Wendy Williams and some talk shows. Tell us some stuff about KISS that maybe we or the audience listening at home or on their cell phones may not know.
I think basically everybody knows and everything and anything on KISS. Especially now in these days that we're living in, they're more popular than ever. They're bigger than life, larger. It's basically you can walk down the street, you can ask anybody who's KISS. Everybody will basically say it's the guys that wear the makeup and the costumes. So basically, I believe everyone, even my mom, who's 88 years old, knows KISS.
Yeah, but you're a super fan of KISS. I mean, you got on talk shows, and you're like, from my understanding, you're like one of the biggest fans. So you got to know something, some sort of story, something that maybe, you know, just think in your little KISS bank, you know, something that might be unique, a story or a situation or an example that maybe not everybody knows. Maybe the real KISS fans knows, but what about, you know, because my audience is more about social media, their own success. Red carpets, entrepreneurialism, philanthropy. You know, they might be interested in some stories. Let's draw them to become KISS fans. You got to help me out with that.
Well, KISS is involved in many, many operations out there. Also charity. They're also helping out the needy, the poor. KISS is KISS. I mean, the music, the dressing, the makeup, it's all about having a good time. It's nothing like any other band out there, I would say.
Tell us about why they make that particular brand or style of costume, that black and white makeup and the thunderbolts and the style of what they wore? What were they trying to express? Did they have a particular message they were trying to get out?
It's a great question, Judge.
Thank you.
Well, basically, the message is just go out and have a good time at the concert. That's basically the message that they were putting out. When Kiss goes on to put on a show, they go to the end to make sure that the audience is satisfied 110%. And basically, every fan is satisfied 110%.
Okay, what was their flavor? Some people, you know, weren't around listening or looking at Kiss when they were big, and they've heard about them, but you are sort of like a live exhibit in the historical niche in the entertainment music world of Kiss. So what was their flavor?
Their flavor in music-wise?
Yes.
Well, they were brought up in different types of styles. You know, like Peter Criss was basically into the classic 50s, 40s music. And the Ace, Gene, and Peter was basically in the 60s rock and roll.
Yeah.
Well, here I'm gonna hop in real quick, and I'm gonna read Wikipedia on Kiss, so people kind of get an idea of the story behind. And everybody knows about the name Kiss, but they may not actually know the band. You know what I mean? So Kiss, often styled as Kiss, is an American hard rock band formed from New York City in January 1973 by Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, and the band's original manager, Lou Lynette. Well known for his members' face paint and stage outfits, the group rose to prominence in the mid to late 1970s with their elaborate live performances, which featured fire-breathing, blood-spitting, smoking guitars, shooting rockets, levitating drum kits, a lot of really cool stuff on stage. The band has gone through multiple lineup changes, Stanley, Simmons, and the only remaining original members. Counting in the 1978 solo albums, Kiss has been awarded 30 gold albums to date, and the most of the American band. The band has sold more, ready for this, guys? The band has sold more than 40 million albums in the United States, and which 25 million of the band has been certified through the RIAA, and their worldwide sales exceeds 100 million. That's ridiculous, man. 100 million records, making them one of the world's best-selling bands of all time. And the original best-known lineup consists of Stanley, lead vocalist, and the rhythm guitar, Simmons, vocals and bass guitar, Ace Frehley, lead guitar and vocals, and Peter Criss, drums and vocals. And so with the makeup and costumes, they took on a persona of a comic book-style characters, the Star Child Stanley, the Demon Simmons, the Spaceman or Space Ace Frehley, I'm sorry if I say that wrong, and the Catman, Criss. And so Stanley became the Star Child because of his tendency to be referred to as starry-eyed lover and hopeless romantic. The Demon makeup reflects Simmons' the dark sense of the humor as well as his affection for the comic books. So Frehley's Space Ace makeup was the reflection of his fondness for science fiction and the supposedly being from another planet. Chris Catman's makeup was accordance with the belief that he had 9 lives because of his rough childhood in Brooklyn. So due to the creative differences, both Chris and Frehley, how do you say that?
Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley, thank you. Chris and Ace Frehley departed the group of 1982. The band's commercial fortunes had a considerable by that point. And so the way of the Kiss, you know, that gives you an idea. I think that's kind of a little bit of the background. And there's so much more that goes on, but I think that's kind of a cool thing. So for those of you guys that may not know of Kiss and the background, the stories, I read that off Wikipedia, and so they all, it kind of seems like they all had a message of some sort with the way that they dressed. It seemed like there's an animal or there's a demon or there's a spaceman. There's a reason for each and every character or each and every band member. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of asking about Tell Us the Flavor, since you're the walking repository of the group's history, and particularly that of the, one of the founders, Gene Simmons. So they were quite an extraordinary performance. I mean, there was so much going on, flames shooting out and stars and things going this way and that, and people jumping all around. And I mean, it's sort of like they took stuff that didn't seem like it would fit together and they made music with it. I mean, and they'd get the audience just jamming with what they were doing.
Yeah, and the logo, do you know any history of their branding by chance, Michael?
The logo, the logo KISS, as far as the logo was created by Ace Frehley.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so, like, the way it was, because I'm a branding guy, I'm a marketing guy, you know, like, I look at the branding on a lot of different things, and it's a really simple, but it has, I noticed that the S's kind of look like lightning bolts, you know?
Right, they were created by Ace. They had to be switched at one time, because at one time they looked like Nazi signs.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
They did. That's that whole thing with the SS.
Right.
Yeah. So they
but
had to change.
The SS, which was kind of horrifying, and they put KI, and they sort of switched the whole thing. That was a lot of the flavor of what that band was. They took the obvious and put a separate 180-degree different meaning on a lot of things that they did, both the costumes, the shape and nature of the instruments, and what they did on stage.
What's your verdict, Judge? What's your verdict on their logo? Guilty or not guilty?
Well, I thought it was, like I said, they took 180-degree out on what the obvious was. So they took what looked to be that Gestapo symbol of the lightning bolt SS thing, not Gestapo, but SS, and they put KI in front of it, and they completely changed the meaning. So it's like you see that, and it's shocking, like, wow, it leaps out at you, but, man, they turned this around, so they put a completely different spin on it. That was cool, you know. So the verdict is, hey, they were very effective in what they did.
All right, so not guilty. Got it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about you, Michael. You've been on how many talk shows? Tell us a little bit about your career. What's some of the biggest accomplishments you've done?
About four talk shows. Online.
Which are?
Off the top of my head, can't think of it off the top of my head.
Well, you've been on Wendy Williams, right?
Yeah, Wendy Williams. One of her segments on the Celebrity Lookalike, which
what'd you think of her?
You can see it on YouTube. I totally blew her mind off and the audience.
Yeah, that's a good question, Judge. What do you think of Wendy Williams? Like, just first meeting her and her style, and I know some history on Wendy, so I'm very curious on this answer.
Did she invite you into her office?
Michael?
Nope.
You there?
Michael Simmons, still with us?
Yes, I'm here. No invitation.
No invitation to the office. But you did meet her, and you were on the couch, and you were talking with her on the show,
no,
right?
No. It was she has a little part of a segment on her show that the audience they her people pick out lookalikes, and they put it on her show.
Okay. Okay, so you haven't met Wendy. Okay, so we won't go into that. So you're a Gene Simmons lookalike, and you perform, you play, you play instruments. What do you do with?
I play bass guitar and guitar for about 40 years, and okay. Also sing.
Okay, so you play bass guitar, and you sing. So you basically you're a lookalike, and you perform for parties and different things as KISS, as Gene Simmons, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And at this moment, I have a Paul Stanley lookalike, which we do charity work together.
That's awesome. Okay, okay. So what's the coolest experience? What's the most unique fan experience you've experienced being on stage or doing one of your gigs?
Well, it's all basically the same thing I get every time I go out there. I mean, even when I go food shopping, you know, the heads turn. Oh my God! I thought for a second there you were Gene. You know, it's all the
so
same,
you look
same
that
thing.
Much like it even without the makeup on.
Right, right.
Okay, what kind of charity stuff you like to do?
I do cancer charity, cancer. Help
okay,
out.
You actually? You do it with the kids?
With kids or the adults?
You like go on the wards?
Well, definitely. If I ever get the chance to, I mean, my thing is I just love to see the faces on people, the smiles. I just love it. I just love hanging with people like that. You know, it's just great, great feeling.
How much did that sure. outfit cost you, man? Because I'm looking. I'm sorry, Judge, not to interrupt you, but I'm looking at your pictures right now. And it looks like you got like a it's like a heavy the outfit looks very similar to Kiss. How much did that cost you?
A little, like maybe about $600.
$600, okay. And did you design anything yourself, or did you just go to a costume store and get that?
No. I bought that online, and
okay.
I just rigged it a little bit.
Yeah, I see. You got like these huge spikes on it. Yeah, you guys, we're gonna post this picture on the blog post after this interview, and you got one picture on here that actually really does have a very good likeness to Gene Simmons, and it's pretty similar. And then one looks like you're like mad and happy, and then one looks like you're like, why am I doing this? You know, you know which picture I'm talking about? There's a picture that I'm looking at. It has your bio, and then it has two pictures. What was going on in your head when you were doing this photo shoot?
Well, Gene, that's what Gene does when he takes his pictures. He gives you that horror look, you know, monster. That's what it's about, you know. So you got to capture. Once you're a lookalike, you got to capture the lookalike that you're actually portraying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to test your fan loyalty to Gene Simmons here. I told you, I'm not putting you in the hot seat too much, but, you know, that's why I was wondering if you knew about my show. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to get you too bad because you're coming through Sophia. I'm going to be nice to you because we only have a couple hundred thousand something people that listen to the show. And, you know, we reach a lot of people. I don't know if you know, but we have almost a million listeners on the station. And, you know, we're syndicated to about 1,000 different media companies. It's blogged all over the world. You know, and so – as portraying somebody like Gene Simmons, okay, Gene Simmons is a pretty big shoes to fill. If you were to answer for Gene Simmons and the press was to ask him questions like, you know, if you could, you know, have any wish in the world, what would it be? What do you think Gene would answer? Michael, I would think
he would say he would probably want to be president of the United States.
Really? That's interesting. Why is that?
I guess it's the change. You know, the change.
Expand though. That's really interesting. You know, out of all the answers that you could have answered for him, that's really interesting. So
I mean,
that's what I would say. Okay.
Myself.
Okay. Well, what type of change do you think he would be able to make if he became president?
I think economy wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the first direct approach would be the economy wise.
So
yeah,
that sounds like Bernie Sanders. What would he do? Tell us if he were around right now running for president, he were up on stage during these debates for one or the other of these, which party do you think he would be running for?
Good question, Judge.
That I really don't know.
I'm going to bring you guys, we're going to bring in Sophia Alvarez. She was actually the person that brought on Michael, okay? And Sophia, this is all your fault. I'm just kidding. Sophia, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Oh my gosh, you're cracking me up. Oh,
I try.
Madam Alvarez.
How's everybody doing? Boy,
great.
Mr. Michael Simmons, I see you're drowning out there. Give us some more information about what you do and what you have coming up. But tell us more about yourself. Give all the fans out there that are following you on your Facebook page and, you know, those that possibly want to contact you to do some more outreaches and some more, you know, opportunities out there. Give them something to chew on for a minute.
Before we get into that, Sophia, let me get into this fan base a little bit. And Michael, please forgive me. I have no clue who you are, dude. I mean, to be honest, I'm just doing this at the spur of the moment. And Sophia asked me to bring you on, and I looked at some stuff. It seemed interesting. And so your fan base, how many fans do you have on Facebook, Twitter? You know, tell us a little bit about your fan base. It's all about the fans.
I think on Twitter it's a little over 2,000. YouTube, over 1,000. Well, maybe 1,900 on Facebook.
Okay. Well, add a couple more zeros, and then you'll catch up with us. No, I'm kidding. Okay, cool. So, what do you think your fans would want to hear on this show? You know, like, what's going to happen, Michael? Just so you know, is this is a live broadcast right now. We actually have a couple people that are calling in that I see, and we'll get to questions and answers at the end of the show here. But after this show is done live, then what happens is it gets put on an archive perspective, and we put it on our app, as well as our blog, as well as all of our mediums. And then, you know, we have hundreds of media companies that actually pick it up, and then it does circulate. So you are going to be heard by some pretty amazing people. And you are on a show right now with Judge Jill Brown, who was beating Judge Judy for a while. You know, I mean, you got some pretty high level stuff here that's going to be hearing you. So really think about that. You know what I mean? Like, really think about what you're going to say and what your fans would want to hear, because you're going to be listening to this afterwards. And I'm telling you, you're going to be going, why did I answer like that? Why did I do this? Like, let's have some fun, man. Like, tell us some cool stories, you know, I think this is so cool what you do. I really do. And I'm telling you right now, I would not be able to wear that outfit if you could pay me. It looks like that is hot as heck. In fact, I challenge you. I would challenge you to wear that outfit in Arizona.
my partner's from Arizona, so that's no problem.
How is that possible, man? If you wore that outfit in Arizona, wouldn't it burn you? It looks like pure leather and heavy as heck.
It's okay.
Well, tell us about that. See, look, if you've watched a prize fight on TV, haven't you? Or a baseball game or a football game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You've looked at a ball game on TV, right?
Right.
Well, see, I can't see you. So just imagine in your mind, this is an old-time radio broadcaster trying to tell you about the game. You have to use words to paint a picture for us so we can see what's going on out here in the listening audience. See, we can't see you right now. So if we saw you in the outfit, the costume, the uniform, the makeup, the whole nine yards with your instrument doing your moves, that's one thing. But you see, all we can hear is you just like, you're going to sleep, man. Come on, wake us up. Tell us, paint a picture for us.
You know, I wish I had a background track that has like the Z sounds and like. I'm totally kidding. We're playing with you, Michael. We're playing with you.
Uh-huh.
What's the most unique question you've ever been asked on a show that's ever? What's the if you could think of a radio or a TV show that you've been on that's caught you off guard and you didn't know what to do? What would you, besides our show? You know what's nothing. I'm being mean. No, you know what? Tell us if you could have three wishes, you know, to, and this is on behalf of you, not Gene Simmons. If you have three wishes, it could be, you know, you could be a superhero, you could have superpowers, you could help change the world. You know, like, honestly, if you have three wishes to have anything in the world that you'd want, what would those three wishes be?
Actually, I would only wish for one wish.
Okay.
My wish would be fame.
Really? Okay. To be famous. Do you know what comes with fame?
Fortune.
Judge, you don't know, do we?
Man, look, let me tell you about fame. Toward the end, I was running the second highest rated show on daytime TV. That means you live in a fishbowl. You don't have privacy in your life. Everywhere you go, somebody is leaning over somebody's shoulder with a cell phone taking a video of you, and too rude to come up and ask you, can I take a picture with you? People come up, it goes down to you in the men's room taking a pee, and somebody comes up, say, can I get an autograph? You know, my mama's a big fan. And you say, hey, can I finish this up? And they say, hey, man, don't worry about it. You don't mind a little pee. You know, it gets real strange sometimes. So, you know, your life is not your own because you belong to your fans in the world.
Don't let me get started on the threats. And the cyberbullying and how everybody hates you and loves you. Your life goes away. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to ruin it for other people who want to be famous. But I mean, do you honestly know what fame is really cracked up to be, Michael? Or, you know, why?
Yeah,
why do you want that?
I've run into plenty of situations in the past. I had to move twice. I had my vehicle destroyed. I was stalked twice. I was stalked twice. You know, but I knew something was coming with it. So,
well, have you ever had this thing happen to you? You know, back in the day, in the mid '70s, when Kiss was kicking off, they had a lot of creeps out there that were trying to accuse them of being satanic, and they were threatening and doing all kinds of crazy stuff around about that. Mm-hmm. Do you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah, I've been getting it quite a few times.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, I've been getting it quite a few times from friends and family members accusing me as a worshiper of Satan because of what I do.
Well, hey, that's kind of deep. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, I've got family members who are ministers, and they usually cut me off. You know, that's the whole thing about pointing the fingers and stuff like that.
Well, what is it they get into you about? The costumery, the look?
It's the whole thing. It's everything. The music, the rock and roll, the fire breathing, the blood spitting.
So what are they telling you?
Let me ask you this, Michael. So you're doing this. You're portraying yourself as Gene Simmons. You're doing the whole Kiss thing for fame. Then that's what you want. You're doing all this because you want to be famous, right?
Well, that's one of the wishes. That's basically the wish.
Okay, that's one of the wishes. Okay, well, why are you doing this? Why are you portraying and doing the look like? I mean, of all the things you could have gone down the line, I mean, are you married? Do you have kids? Like, what's your life like doing something like this?
I've been married for 27 years. I got 5 kids.
Oh, say hi to your wife and your kids for me. That's awesome.
Oh, they love it. They love it.
Are they listening to the show right now? Hi, wife and kids. I'm Eric Zulli. My name's Easy. I'm sorry for putting your dad and your husband in the hot seat. I'm telling you right now. Just kidding. how old are your kids?
The oldest one is 27, 22, okay. 21, 19, and 11.
Okay, cool. Are they running around in Kiss outfits too, or are they doing something different?
Actually, two of them went out with me on Halloween as Kiss. They enjoyed it.
Okay, awesome. And what's your wife feel? What's her opinion on you doing this? And I can imagine being a significant other. And is she a big Kiss fan too, or is she against this all?
She's a Kiss, not a big Kiss fan, but she's a Kiss fan. I mean, she went out of Halloween as Paul Stanley with me, so I got no problem with that. So it's all great on what I do, you know, with my family.
Cool. Okay, well, we're coming up to the end of this segment, your interview, and so if we have about maybe another 2 minutes left. If there's anything in particular that you want to promote, or you want to put out there that you want our listeners and fans to know about, please, by all means, you know, let everybody know what you'd like them to hear.
Yes, we are Kiss Unmasked. We are the tribute to Kiss Unmasked. I myself and Mr. Gil Garcia, who's the Paul Stanley, the only Paul Stanley lookalike out there. We will be in Marlboro, Massachusetts, April 8, 9, 10, for Megafest. So come on down and let's have some fun and rock and roll.
Awesome, cool. Well, we'll put a link on there for you, man. Make sure we can help you promote that that concert. And you know, please tell everybody that you know and your fans to hashtag Easy Way. That's how we get our stuff out there on social media. And you know, we got the Kiss lookalike, the Gene Simmons lookalike guys doing it the Easy Way here today on Easy Talk Live. You know, so I hope I didn't ream you too much, man. You know, we like to have fun on the show. So how'd you enjoy the show? This is where he says, I hate you,
great,
man. I don't want to come back.
No. I'm all right with everything. I'm a nice guy.
Okay, that's good to know. So you're not going to come get me in my sleep then, huh?
I'll think about it.
All right, Michael. Well, it's been a blast. You know, thank you so much, and we'll be looking for you on social media. Be looking for your concerts, Sophia. I'm gonna get you, man. This guy's boring. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I think we opened you up a little bit. You know, thank you so much for your time, and I really commend you, man. This is an amazing outfit that you wear. You guys make sure to go to easywaybroadcasting.com and look at the outfit. Look at what this guy goes through. I want to see you post a selfie. Okay, I want to see you go to Arizona wear this outfit with no shirt under it, because the same way I'm looking at this picture, I want to see if that's possible, because I don't believe you. I do challenge you to do that, and I give you a lot of credit if you can do that, because that's going to, like, burn you. I mean, dude, you can cook eggs on the sidewalk in Arizona.
Yeah,
that's a
hot
face.
All right, guys. So thank you so much, Michael. Guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Again, this is Eric Zulli and Judge Joe Brown on Easy Talk Live. This is a special show, by the way, guys. We're no longer doing weekly. We're no longer doing monthly. This is only a special show. We come on every now and then, pop in and out when we got some information for you. Stay tuned for Judge Joe Brown's new TV show. Stay tuned for for a lot of our projects. And make sure you catch Michael Zimis, Gene Simmons, Kiss lookalike on Easy Way Broadcasting on our app. Check out our radio shows. And, you know, it's been a blast. Appreciate it, guys. We will be right back. And coming up next, we got the wonderful Alan Ramos with Diversity Fusion. And he's a professional dancer. He's going to be performing at our new studio grand opening launch, supported by the Chamber of Commerce, the City of Cerritos. All right, guys, we'll be right back. And I'm Eric Zulli. Stay tuned.
All right.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Guys, remember, use promo code 925. I forgot my promo code. Okay, I'll get it to you on social media. That gets you a discount, but check out the social media, Easy Way Broadcast, and we'll get you that promo code for Havana Watch. And, guys, also, too, if you guys want to be able to get to celebrities and get them to do a video for you, check this out. It's another one of our sponsors. Hey, guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zulli. Okay. So check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself, and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley. I'll hook you up.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Ezeazuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, and we're back, and we have a whole bunch of callers, a whole bunch of people. I don't know where Alan Ramos is, so I'm going to open up the lines to everybody on the show and find out where you are, Alan. I don't know. Alan, are you there? Alan.
Joe Brown.
Judge Joe Brown's there, okay. Alan Ramos, are you there?
Hello?
Alan, is that you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Alan, yes. What's the last four digits of your number that you're calling in from?
4748.
There it is. Hold on. We have a whole bunch of callers, guys. I'm sorry I had to do that. I had no clue who anybody was. So I am going to... Judge, you still with me? Judge Joe Brown, you still there? Judge, you still with us? Hold on, guys. Hold on. Guys, this is Easy Way Broadcast, Easy Talk Live. Sometimes we have these... we got a whole bunch of callers in here. We got 1, 2, 3, like 14 callers. So I'm trying to figure out. So Alan Ramos, you are with us here on Easy Talk Live. That's you, right? You still with us?
Yeah. What's going
okay,
on,
cool.
Man? How are you?
Judge Joe Brown, let me find... Hold on. I got to have my co-host, Judge Joe Brown. I can't lose him. Hold on. Let me see where Judge Joe Brown is. Okay. Judge, you with us? Is that you?
Yeah, 5071.
There he is. Okay, cool. Man, that is crazy. As soon as Alan Ramos came on, there are all these people called in and like, oh, my. No, I'm kidding. They've been in queue for a while. Guys, we're going to get to the questions and answers here soon. And again, too, guys, if you do want to chat along with the show, you actually can go on our app, download the Easy Way app, and you can actually talk to us while the show's going on. We'll be looking for your comments. We'll be looking for your posts and things. And so, Alan Ramos, welcome to the show, man. Sorry about that. Not the best intro for you, but welcome to the show, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for that. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I want to introduce you to my good friend and co-host, celebrity co-host, Judge Joe Brown. You watched the show, right? You know who he is?
Making all the tough calls in the podium, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir.
Okay, so let me tell you guys who we have on the line here now. Alan Ramos is a kid that's really ambitious, okay? And he's come up in many different directions, but I still remember him as this ambitious kid, you know, doing his thing, wanting to dance. You know, I met him on Facebook. I met you through Dean, through Fan TV. How did we meet?
Yeah, Fan TV. Yep.
Okay. So I met him through Fan TV Global Networks, which is one of our network affiliates. And he's a professional dancer. He's actually represented by a large management company. I believe you're with an agency, a dance agency. Yes? No?
Yes. RBS Management. He's it's actually Reggie Batts. He's also a motivational speaker.
Okay, that's awesome. Awesome. So congratulations on that. That's not the easiest feature to meet. And you have a lot of music videos out. But you know, you really got a style to you, and when we met, you know, I introduced you to a couple people. You know, hopefully, Easy Way gets a little credit for the progression in your career here. You have a really unique dance crew, and you performed at our Stop Tour, and you had a really awesome performance. And I know, so go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself for the dance fans out there, and for the people that might be interested in the dance world. Give us a short 2-minute story on who Alan Ramos is, real quick.
Well, okay. First out, shout out to you, Eric Zuli, and the Easy Way promotion team. You know, for having me on those events. Those have really helped out my career. But just a native from the Bay Area. I took on dancing at 16. Been dancing for years now. Actually, teaching at 4 community centers here in the Bay Area to kids, and I'm actually taking some of the kids down there on March 26th on Eric's event, which I'm really proud to be on. You know, it's really honored on that. But I just started dancing at 16 in a garage, and it's been like almost 10, 12 years now I've been dancing, and it's just been crazy how the following just expanded. I mean, I just started from a garage going from 200 views, and then when it started progressing, it went to 1,000, and then people started messaging me and started getting thousands of views. Now it's hitting 100,000, and then I think one of my top videos hit like 1.3 million in views on YouTube.
Congrats.
So,
that's
it's
amazing.
Just, yeah, it's just been a blessing. And, you know, Facebook and everything is just, social media has just gone crazy. It's more easier to promote as a dancer, and it's just been a crazy ride, man.
Well, that's because you're doing it the easy way. No, I'm kidding.
That's true, man. That's true.
So if you don't mind, Alan, let me pull a little testimonial out from you, because we worked together for a while. Tell the audience, in the beginning when we've met to now today in your career, you know, what Easy Way has done for you and how we've helped your career progress.
First off, I got to meet, Shane Sparks from America's Best Dance Crew, and it's crazy because after we met on that radio station interview, it was just crazy because now we're good friends now, and then he's opened up a whole bunch of networking and events, so it's pretty crazy how it turned out, and you guys really helped me out a lot in my career.
Yeah, let's not forget about the Wire image and all the press and stuff. But no, I'm not going to praise myself. But
I remember this one story though where it has been. I think it was two years ago where. I met Shane Sparks on the red carpet, and I walked with him. He let me walk with him, and I told myself, man, if I can walk on the red carpet just by myself, that would be an accomplishment. And then it only took 1 year, and then Stop Tour, that's where I was at. I was walking by myself on the red carpet. So just short-term and long-term goals, I just put myself on, and then I tell everybody who tries to accomplish their dreams, man, like, just go for it. I mean, you only live once here. You might as well go for everything, you know?
So then, you'd recommend other artists out there to do it the easy way. They'll enjoy what we do.
Oh yeah, of course. It's helped out my career a lot, and I know like you guys. I mean, those who are just trying to come up right now, Easy Way is the way to go. You know.
I appreciate that. And by the way, guys, this is not a client of ours. We did not pay him. I paid you a little bit. Don't tell anybody though. But This is just pure experience and just being at our events and just doing it and moving with the movement, And so I appreciate that, Alan. So let's talk a little bit about you. That's really cool, man. That you deal with the youth and the kids and you teach and what's some experiences? What's some stories? Shout out some of your students, man. That's awesome that you're giving back.
Yeah, there's a few of them. I don't know. Sorry if I miss out the names. You guys are probably gonna get at me, but shout out to Brandon, Destiny, Anthony, Cassandra, just to name a few. Lou, just off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember. I guess I'll just say the rest of the dance group out there. I mean, for sticking with me on my classes and stuff. But yeah, the reason why I started these classes was I work in the community center for the county, so I saw teens come in, they were dancing and everything, but then they were just out on the street, not, getting into trouble. So, I presented it to the county, why not make a program where, you can bring in kids and they can learn in the community centers and it's free, to keep them in a positive environment. And it's been running good ever since. It's been running for almost the past 5 years now. So been doing that, and then weekends been doing events. So it's been a pretty crazy few years.
That sounds pretty crazy. So you gonna teach JoJo Brown some moves?
Oh, you know, if he wants to learn a little, you know, popping the locking, some tutting, some gliding, if he wants to.
What do you think,
Jeff? I already know how to do it.
Oh, you do?
Oh yeah, I'm game.
I'm sensing a challenge. I'll be the referee. Judge Joe Brown versus
Ramos.
Right?
I
can't.
Okay. I gotta say live on air.
I can feel bad.
Will he be there on the March 26th event? I think we should do a little dance off.
Get Judge to come out, you gotta bribe him. I know how to bribe him. We'll see if we can get him to come out.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to understand. I've had my day. I can still dance, but, you know, still mm-hmm. like to, but, you know.
you still got a little move
like
or two.
I know
you got it in you.
I can do it, but not like I used to, you know.
Yeah.
Judge, what do we got to do to get you to fly out? I'm thinking of some really, really cool things that we could do just off of what we were talking about here. And, you know, I dance, too. I don't know if you know that, guys. I actually taught at Bally as I dance. That's one of the reasons I got really cool with Shane Sparks. I actually met him on a major, major red carpet when I was the interviewer. He was the guy walking the carpet. I actually challenged him. I challenged him to dance. That's how I met him. When I was interviewing him, I was like, man, you know, I've seen your thing on America's Best Dance Crew, and you know, I know what you do, and, you know, let me see what you really got. And then he's like, oh, what? Get out of here. And then I went under the rope, and I yelled, and I challenged. I said, what, are you afraid? That's how I met Shane. Just there's a little story on how me and Shane met. But I think you need to come out, Judge. What do we got to do to get you to our grand opening of our studio?
When is this supposed to be? End of March?
March 26th, sir. You got 1 month to decide.
Well, maybe I can get myself out there. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't mind dancing. I'll dance now. You know, there's no problem with that.
I have some. You know, I have this idea, guys. I have this idea. You know, I deal with a lot of dancers. I deal with the World Dance Awards. I deal with, you know, a lot of different situations that are dancing. I deal with a lot of the choreographers. Shane is like one of my best friends. I deal with a lot of the other you know, major choreographers from going to these events and meeting these people. And I want to do, like, you know, a dance-off for charity. You know what I mean? I want to get celebrities and pull them out of their element and have them dance for charity. What do you guys think?
Sounds good.
Yeah,
so we're rolling out a program called Easy Way Cares, which is going to be a program that helps raise awareness, because we're on a platform right now that reaches 70 million people a month and 2 billion ad impressions. Okay, we have thousands of media partners, and we can really, really put content out there. And so we have an actual IPTV media, you know, television, mobile, you know, channel, and we're putting content on. Okay, and so we want to do like a show of some sort. We want to do something that raises funding for charities. And one of the charities we actually work with, what they do is you can buy product from them, and they give back to a charity of your choice. They've raised in the billions. They've raised the money they've raised is in the billions for thousands of nonprofits, and that's one of the charities we're going to be working with. And I love you know, I'm letting everybody hear this on air, Alan. You know, I've seen what you do. I've seen your heart. I've seen, you know, what you're trying to do, what you try to do for others. And, you know, you deserve a shot like this. You know, so I want you to be in the show. Okay, I'm telling you right now.
I appreciate it, man.
Of course, brother. I'm going to cast you in the show. Shane doesn't know this, but Shane will be involved. Judge will be involved. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna help some people. We're gonna do some great stuff, and we can actually use this event. You know, because, by the way, guys, let me tell you a little bit about this event, because I know you're listening and you're like, what event is he talking about? So recently, my network has been rated one of the top 100,000 globally ranked websites on Alexa in the world. We're beating ABC right now. So we're getting a little bit of buzz. We're getting some headway. We have a radio station, magazine, and IPTV television station on Film On, as well as YouTube. And we are developing content. So obviously, if you're developing content, you're trying to do all this stuff, you need a facility. So recently, after a hard work being about 13 years, we recently put money down on leasing a facility, 3,200 square feet, right smack dab in the middle of L.A. and Orange County. So that means now We can open opportunities. We can do castings, auditions, fundraisers, workshops, music videos, events. You know, the sky's the limit. There's nothing we can't really do. And we also are affiliates, and we're partnered with a lot of, you know, studios in San Diego and Los Angeles and Vegas and things like that. So we move around. But this is going to be our main headquarters with WPS Events, my partner Jose Beltran. Okay, so we're going to be opening a lot of opportunities through the app. And if you guys want to get involved in any of this, all you need to do is text the letters EASY. Let me give you a chance to get a pen and paper. I know nobody uses pen and paper anymore, so go ahead and pull your cell phone out and go to your notepad. Or get a marker and pull your hand in front of your face because you're going to want to write this down. Trust me. You text the letters EASY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 21777. What that'll do is that'll allow you to opt in to keep track of whenever we're going live on broadcast, whatever celebrities we're going to be with, whatever productions we're going to be with, whatever opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to be the ultimate facilitation for entrepreneurtainment to help you progress your career. Okay, that's our goal. That's what we're trying to do. A lot of productions are going to be done. We just recently partnered up with Lucky Strike Films, which is doing a lot of webisodes, a lot of films, as well as the production company that's doing the new B.B. King film, which I'm an executive producer on. So we're going to be doing a lot of opportunities. In fact, I've been in discussions with a lot of big celebrities to do a lot of their productions at our place. We're now supported by the Chamber of Commerce, City of Cerritos, and it's growing as we speak. It's getting bigger and bigger. So this event that we're doing on March 26th is celebration of my birthday. Okay, so if you guys want to come celebrate my birthday with me, I'd love to have you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And yeah. See, that's where I got you, Judge, because you can't say no to a friend's birthday, right? My birthday present
All
is
right.
You getting on that plane and being at my birthday.
Oh, he did get you on that one, Judge.
Well,
that
actually, I might have to be out there anyway. I've got a divorce going on and all kinds of arguments about property and all of that. I was thinking I might have to take care of a little of that business. So it might coincide. I'd like to jump in and say, Zuli, man, hey, man, happy birthday, man. You do it, man.
Well, there you go, man. So you got to get away from the drama. You got to have a breather. You got to come have some fun with some friends.
Yeah.
So I'm going to confirm you on air, whether you like it or not, Judge. We're going to get you to my birthday celebration, and then as well as this is also the official grand opening, the ribbon cutting ceremony. We're going to be issuing certificates from the from the Chamber of Commerce, the city, and all that type of stuff. I'm actually personal friends because of Fan TV, Dean. I ended up meeting the former mayor of Cerritos, Mark Pulido. And so Mark Pulido, I'm sure, will be in support of this. And you know, all my friends are going to be there. And so we're also doing the grand opening of the actual official facility. Now, let me tell you something, guys. I have been busting my booty. Ah! You have no idea. I've been busting my booty like crazy. More than anybody on this planet has busted their booty. I have busted my booty worse than Kim Kardashian on Sugar. No, I'm kidding. But I've been busting my booty like crazy, getting myself to the point that we are at. And I'm going to be doing a lot of education, a lot of speaking, a lot of things on telling people how EasyWay has gotten to where it's gotten to. Okay. This event is the most historic event that we're ever going to do because I've had facilities. Don't get me wrong, okay? People have seen we've been involved with studios. We've been involved with a lot of stuff. But let me tell you something. I have never, ever had my own facility yet. I've never put the lease down, you know, signed the lease, put the money down, and committed to a certain amount of time. I'm so proud of myself and all my friends and my supporters and all you guys out there that helped keep me motivated to getting to this point. Everybody's been saying, you know, I'm like a digital Dick Clark and like, you know, Cold Heat News, and I'm the top 10 influential person on Twitter and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, this is hard to keep up with. I hate you guys. I love you and I hate you at the same time. So I got to keep up with what you guys are saying and with the press and the fans. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I don't know if I can afford it, to be honest with you, but I'm going to do it. And I've been doing pretty well. So I'm really, really excited, and I'd be honored to have people come support this excitement, my birthday. And so we're doing the grand opening, okay? It's from 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, red carpet, to about 10, midnight, whatever it goes to. It's my facility. I can do what I want. Yay, I love that. I can say that now. It's my facility. I can do what I want. Yeah,
that is true.
Hey, there you go.
Exactly, you know? And so Alan Ramos, Chevin Roberts, Kay, Mary Desmond, and we have a professional musician. Alan Ramos is a professional dancer, okay? I'm telling you that right now. He's really good. His crew, his performance, out of here. It's amazing. It's great. Guys, oh my God, there's so many callers. I'm gonna grab a couple callers here. Let's hope to. There's so many callers. We got to get some people in here. So I'm going to just grab some random callers here. We have 209-5663. 209-5663, if you're on air, if you want to say hi, introduce yourself, where you're calling from. Are you there? 209.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from? 209, where is that?
I'm Anthony Espejo, student of Allen's.
Anthony Espejo, and I'm where?
California.
Compton, California. Awesome, man. Hey, you enjoying the show?
Oh, heck yeah. It's very entertaining.
Thank you.
It's actually my first time on the phone.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thank you so much. Remember to text the letters EZ to the number 21777 for a lot more entertaining stuff and possibilities and opportunities and stuff. So we have Alan Ramos, Judge Joe Brown, as well as myself on the show. Did you have any questions, any comments?
For one, Alan Ramos, really great dancer. I've seen a couple of your videos, and first time I saw him, I was like, oh, I got to meet up with this guy. And but we actually did meet up. He's actually my teacher. He's not just a teacher. He's a really good friend of mine.
Oh,
and
cool.
Appreciate it,
thank you.
And this guy, Alan, keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. And hearing your story so far, man, it's been inspiring. I'm gonna make a dance video like right after this.
I guess that's how it is, huh? After the talk, huh? People want to make dance videos.
So you're Alan Ramos. So you're an Alan Ramos fan, and now you're an Easy Way fan, right? You're gonna tell everybody about Easy Way Broadcasting.
Oh yeah, all the way. First red carpet event that he brought us to, it was an Easy Way production.
Oh, cool. How'd you enjoy that? So that was your first red carpet, or you've been on red carpets before that?
It was my first red carpet. I met a bunch of celebrities there, and it's a really good experience. I gotten to learn how to speak in a red carpet event. I just gotta say, long story short, best experience I can ever have. The first experience is always the best.
Cool, great. What's your name again, man?
Anthony Espejo.
Anthony, all right, Anthony. Well, I'm putting you down here on our little list. You'll probably be getting a call back from our operations director. We want to keep in touch with you. Thank you so much for calling the show, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're going to grab another caller. Judge, did you want to say something to Anthony before we go?
Keep it up. Keep it up.
There you go, man. Judge Joe Brown says keep it up. All right, so
thank
we have another. We have. You're welcome. We have another caller, 209-1230. 209-1230. You're on air, Easy Talk Live, with myself, Judge Joe Brown, and Alan Ramos. Who's calling? Where are you calling from? And caller, you got 3 seconds. 1230. This is you. If you have the last four digits of your phone number is 1230, area code 209, you have your opportunity to talk on air. If not, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Claudia Vega.
Claudia Vegas.
I'm
okay, Claudia. Well, nice to meet you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm calling from Stockton, California.
Stockton, or are you saying Compton? Compton or Stockton?
Stockton.
Stockton, Stockton, California. Okay, cool. Well, welcome to the show. Are you enjoying it so far?
I really am. I've actually been at quite a few of your guys' events. They're really amazing. There's a lot of good talent out there. Eric, and you're really doing an amazing job with these kids. I'm really, really proud to be able to go out there and watch you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate. Hey, Alan, I'm stealing your fans. I can I borrow
I know,
your fans?
Right?
I love your
What's
fans.
What's going on
dude?
With that, man?
So yeah, Alan does an amazing job with these kids. I really, to get them out of the streets and get them into what they really enjoy doing and their love and their passion. If they could just, get something positive out of their life, and put it out there and being able to be on the stage and watching them do what they love to do is amazing.
Oh, cool. Well, we got some really cool programs, some really great things we're going to be getting involved with to help the students and people that want to do with it what they want to do. So definitely keep in touch and make sure to text the letters EASY to the number 21777. You know, to be able to keep in touch with all the things we're doing. Are we going to see you on the 26th? Are you going to be there?
You definitely are. I just, you know, I haven't purchased my ticket. I know it's there. You know, I have to purchase my ticket still. But I was at your Samstar. I think you're at Samstar Pong, right?
Sam Sarpong is one of my best friends, God rest his soul.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I was there, and you guys do an amazing job just, you know, just putting up, just, you know, just there's a lot of people to meet when you guys have these events, and it's just, it's almost like being together with a huge family. So
aww.
I really enjoy going out there and being part of that.
Great, great. Well,
hey,
make
you
sure
need to get her for PR.
I know. I believe me. I already wrote her number down. I'm going to have my team follow up with her, Judge. I really appreciate you, Claudia. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to hanging with you at the event.
Oh,
please help spread the Easy Way word. Hashtag Easy Way.
Definitely, I will.
All right, guys. So that was Claudia. We're going to go ahead and grab another caller. 209-5002. 209-5002. You're on air. You there? Where are you calling from? Okay,
hello?
3 seconds. Hello? Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Brandon. Hello.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm good.
Yo, Brandon.
Judge
hey,
Joe
Alan.
Brown says hi. I say hi. Alan says hi.
Yeah,
hey,
I know
up,
Alan. I'm actually I'm one of Alan's students, another one.
I know. I told you. I'm stealing all Alan's fans. That's why I'm answering all the phone calls.
But, yeah, let's see. I've been dancing with Alan for, a year now, a year and a half, something like that. I was actually not at that first Easy Way red carpet event, but I've heard so many good things about it from everyone else.
Cool. Well, that's a good thing.
But, yeah, Alan definitely kind of helped me in a lot of different ways, because I mean I would dance, but I don't know, it was like one of those things I didn't take too seriously. I just did it in my spare time, but Alan just kind of got me out of my comfort zone and then got me to dance a lot more and practice a lot more, get better at what I do.
Cool. Okay. Well, we'll definitely want to see you dance on the 26th. In fact, Alan, your fans are so cool. I'm going to come up with a challenge or a raffle of some sort or some sort of contest where we can give them some free PR or something. We'll make them a superstar for a day or something. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be at that 26th event. I'm one of the few people that won't make it.
Too bad for you. Eh. I'm just kidding. All right, thanks so much for calling in, brother. I really, really appreciate it. Is there anything else, any final words that you want to say?
No, just hope you guys kill it out there. I know you'll do me proud.
Thank you, Alan, and please help spread the word about Easy Way. We really appreciate you calling in today.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, guys, we're going to grab another caller. 66, now, this is a different area code. 669, last four digits, 2809. Caller, if that's your number, First, area code 669, last four digits 2809. If you want to just listen to the show and you don't want to speak, you can just say that. Or if you want to tell us where you're calling from and you want to, you know, join us, join in the fun, we'd love to hear from you. Caller, who's this?
Joseph.
Hi. Hey, Joseph. How you doing, brother? How you enjoying the show so far?
It's pretty cool. I didn't expect to actually be talked to.
Well, you never know what you're going to get with Easy Way, man. We love surprising
yeah.
people. We love our fans. And where are you calling from, Joseph? What area code is 669?
I got my phone over here in Cupertino, but
okay.
I live over in Tracy.
Okay, cool. And how'd you hear about the show?
Alan, I've heard about you. I know a lot about you guys.
Okay.
It was my first red carpet event was with you guys. It was with Easy Way, with you guys,
oh, awesome.
With you guys' production and stuff like that. That was my first one. I had a lot of fun down there. It was really, really cool. It's a really nice
I'm
experience.
Glad, man. Cool. Well, hopefully we're going to see you at our big launch, at our big opening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just got to start going to practices more often because I've been going from Tracy to Sunnyvale because of work. And so I've been trying to make it to all the practices so I can go down over there and then saving up so I can go down over there.
Okay, and can I ask you to do me a favor, Joseph? Can you text the letters EZ to the numbers 21777?
Yeah.
And opt in. That way you'll be able to be kept up to date. You'll know there's different celebrities that are going to be appearing at the events and the opportunities and all the fun productions we do. And, you know, you'll be able to watch the progression of some of the people we work with, like Alan. You know, so please do that and spread the word for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay, and if you can think of one particular moment that stood out in your mind, Alan, when you did your first red carpet with Easy Way Broadcasting, what moment would that be?
I think it was when, you know, seeing Shane Sparks, and especially, you know, so down to earth, you know, just a regular person. I mean, I always saw him on TV, but then when you get to talk to, you know, especially someone you look up to, and, you know, connect with, it's just really amazing. So I think that
I thought it was meeting Eric Zulli, man. I thought it was meeting EZ. Shane is better than me.
Well,
I'm hurt, dude.
Well, the first time you tried when we met, you tried battling me already. I was like, what's up with this guy? Like, he's all popping and locking. I'm just all trying to talk. He's all trying to battle me on the floor.
I'm just playing with you, brother. I love you. So, Joseph, okay. What about you? What was the memorable experience that you can think of that sticks out in your head in your first red carpet experience?
Probably the first time, just because that's always going to be the one that you look back on when you do more red carpet events. Those are the most of the ones that you're going to look back on and be like, man, that was my first shot. That's the one that got me here. That's the one that's driving me to go forward. So I believe it's always one of the first ones.
It's a pretty long red carpet, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
All right, Joseph, awesome, thank man. You so much. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You've probably seen me with Alan on all the videos, stuff like that.
Yeah, no, we've been pushing those videos out like crazy. They're getting great responses. So do me a favor, Joseph, and spread the word for us. Yeah, tell them about that text message opt-in. Tell them about hashtag EasyWay. You know, really appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to grab another caller. I'm sorry. Joseph, Alan, you guys say something?
I just said, hey, Joseph. There it is.
No, I'm all right.
Okay, wait. Joseph, yeah. Say hi to Judge Joe Brown. I got rid of you too quick. Judge Joe Brown says, hey.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Joseph. I like the name.
Yeah.
All right, Joseph. We're going to go ahead and grab another caller here. So we have another caller, 510-9015. Caller, if your last four digits is 9015, you are on air. Hang out with us. What's your name? 3 seconds, caller. 510-9015. If you want to just listen to the show, say I'd just rather just listen. All right, and we're going to grab one more caller. We got like four more, but we're going to grab one more. I'm going to randomly choose 209-4672. 209-4672. Caller, did you want to join in with us and introduce yourself? All right, that's enough of the callers, guys. That's all. You know, I got to say, Alan, how cool is it to hear your students tell their testimonials and then how much fun they've had and know that you've been able to make a difference in their lives? That's a pretty good feeling, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty much a blessing, man. Like, you know, like, shout out to them, you know, for always sticking in my classes and stuff. And, you know, they take time out of, you know, their busy schedules too, you know, to attend the class once or twice a week. But it's pretty awesome to hear all their testimonials. It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. So, guys, we got 10 more minutes left in the show. This is when the promo stuff of everything that's happening, part of the show happens. So, Judge Joe Brown, if there's anything in particular that you want to promote to the our wonderful audience that you want them to know about, besides that you're going to be at my event on the 26th, you're not going to miss it because it's my birthday and you love me so much?
Oh, hey, man, love you. You're really special people. I like this thing where you take folk that are all right, that have been jumped on by some clowns some places, and give them a chance to do a redemption thing. That's great. I'll give you that shout out.
Appreciate that. Okay.
Oh, by the way, since we're talking dance, do you have any ambition to be an action hero?
Is that question for Alan or me?
Yeah, for Alan. Thank you. You know, Wesley Snipes used to be a dancer, too. Well, he still dances, but...
Let me jump in real quick, Judge. I know Wesley Snipes, okay? I met Wesley Snipes. I went to his house, and I battled Wesley Snipes, okay? And Wesley Snipes is not used to be a dancer. He is a dancer, okay? You got to give that man the credit.
He's a friend of mine.
He was a friend of mine for a couple of months, and then I lost track of him. But yeah, I know I went to his house.
I've known him for 15 or so years, and you know, we're friends. In fact, one of the more interesting things he's in that thing Thriller with Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
In some of the scenes, you can see Wesley over either the right or left shoulder of Jackson. He's in the front line of the group that's dancing. I've seen.
Now, I didn't know that. That was crazy. That's wow.
See, you,
you
never know
what video out.
You never know what you're gonna get when you listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. But yeah, I actually met Wesley, and I'll prove it to you, Judge, and you can verify that this is true. If you know Wesley, I went to that house that he has right off the beach.
Oh. I haven't been to that house, but I know him.
Okay.
Matter of fact, when they had him down there in Florida on that tax evasion thing, which he did not get convicted of, he only got convicted of, guess what, failure to file a complete set of returns. Mm-hmm. And IRS gave evidence at his sentencing hearing that he was owed a refund of $250,000 for overpaying his taxes. I was a character witness for him down there. So I know him.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. And I actually did battle dance with him at his house. And he does music and stuff too. There's a lot about Wesley I learned about. And guys, if you don't know who we're talking about, we are talking about the star of Blade. Okay. The man himself, Blade. But yeah, you should invite him down to the event, Judge. But yeah, that's a great question. Alan, do you want to answer that question? You know, are you ever thinking about...
To answer your question, I was transitioning, you know, I can't be dancing forever, but it is something, you know, hopefully me and you can connect on when I meet you at the event, or we can contact each other through social media. Acting, I think, is, you know, the next phase in my entertainment career. I know I can't be dancing, you know, for a long while, but I always wanted to get into, you know, movies, but never knew how to get into it. Maybe later on we can talk, maybe, you know, ask for some advice on how to get into that kind of stuff.
Well, one good thing, usually if you can dance, you can do your own stunts like Wesley does his, and he's also a great martial artist too. With a friend of mine, we call him Sensei, or Wesley calls him Guru. That's Clifford Stewart. So Wesley can throw down.
Yes, he can. That's why he plays his roles so well, because he is a martial artist. I mean, like, you know, I think that you would actually need to be, if you wanted to be an action hero or an action, actor, it's really a lot of work. You know what I mean? We'll get into this next week, guys. This will be one of my topics of how much work it really goes into being an actor. And how you have to dedicate yourself, and how, you know, and the training that goes into playing your role. Which I actually am going to be doing on the new B.B. King film, by the way, guys. I'm going to be in that film, but that's a little tidbit. You know, so tune in next week. We'll talk more about that. We only got five more minutes. So I want to make sure everybody knows, if you want to stay tuned with Easy Way Broadcasting, you text the letters EZ to the numbers 21777, and that's brought to you by TextMeLeads.net. So EZway.TextMeLeads.net. And that will allow you to opt in so you can receive all the updates via your text message, and it'll also give you the link to download our app for Apple or Android, and it's all there, man. Everything we do is the app. If you want to really follow the Easy Way and be a part of what we do, then all you need to do is download the app. And what's really cool about the app is there's a chat live feature where you can actually talk to celebrities, talk to public figures. And if you become a member of ours, you can actually get directly to people like Judge Joe Brown via us, and we filter it. I mean, sometimes people don't like their privacy being invaded or whatever, but we really do help you get directly to the source that you want to get to via this app. It's a really cool feature. It's called the VIP list. And then there's a chat live feature where these celebrities, these public figures, these Fortune 1000 CEOs, these top level people that a lot of people can't get to, will know about what you're doing. Okay, that's what Easy Way is trying to do. All of our magazine stuff, our radio stuff, our TV stuff, our channel on Film On. Everything we do is on the app, so I recommend you guys download the app. This event coming up is going to be amazing, spectacular, stupendous. Shout out to my partner, Jose Beltran. If you guys are doing a wedding or you need a wedding, you need to contact Jose. We're going to be doing weddings at our place. And then we have our magazine, which is out. You can actually go to Easy Way Broadcasting, click on magazine on the app or the website, and you can order your copy of the magazine. You can contact us if you want to be in the magazine, and you can see who's in the magazine. We actually have some of the top-level people on Periscope that have hundreds of thousands of fans, 35-plus million hearts, that are giving you advice on how to broadcast. How cool is that? We have top level. We have Oprah's chef. We have so many amazing people in there. We have the first original black director for NBC, who's one of our associate editors. We have this magazine is awesome, guys. I really recommend you check it out. And we have a lot of opportunities we're going to be opening up. We have contests we're doing to be able to get you in the magazine, get you on our channel, to be able to help progress and move you. Give you opportunities to be on our events, make you the superstar for the day. Whole bunch of great stuff. So make sure you download that. We only got 90 seconds left, guys. I'm so happy that you're able to tune in. Please, please do me a favor and share this show. Please, pretty please, with sugar on top. I'll love you forever. I'll come to your house and give you a massage. No, I'm kidding. I won't do that. I won't go that far, but I'll definitely do something for you. Please share this show. Please tell your friends. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to be doing a lot of great programs with nonprofits. We're going to be doing a lot of things with the studio. If you're looking for a place that you need to shoot at, music videos, auditions, castings, events, whatever, please hit us up, 424-209-9290. 60 seconds left, guys. Judge Joe Brown, I love you, brother. Alan, I love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys. I love you guys. Keep doing it the easy way. And we are going to say goodbye. Unfortunately, it's over. The show's over. I'm going to cry. Are you going to cry? I'm going to cry.
All right.
I hate this part. I really do. I'm going to cry. But I love you guys. We'll be back. I'm looking for my outro here. Got to keep it going. All right, well, I'm just going to do this. All right, guys, Easy Talk Live. Catch you soon. Judge, I'm going to call you. Pick up your phone, okay?
All right, will do, man.
All right, Alan, thank you so much for being on the show. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right, thank you.
Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi. You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.